everyone, and welcome to the Adventure Time Podcast. I know it has been a while, and that is because my microphone actually broke, but now I have a new one, so that's good. So don't worry, there's gonna be no more crappy audio. But before we start Season 1, Episode 2 of Adventure Time, Trouble in Lumpy Space, please hear a word from our sponsors. Okay, thank you for listening to that sponsor segment. Now let's get to the episode. This episode starts off with Finn, Jake, LSP, aka Lumpy Space Princess, and PB, aka Princess Bubblegum. And they're on some kind of marshmallow trampoline, having a tea party. Yeah. Finn starts the episode off by saying, "Princess Bubblegum, this tea party sucks in a big way, but thanks for the invite." And I thought that part was kind of cute, obviously. After that, Finn falls off and complains about how hard it is to tea party on the giant marshmallows. After that, Jake falls off and agrees with Finn. LSP says, "Oh, no way, this is super easy." Then it cuts to Finn, and he says, "LSP, you faker, you're floating, not bouncing." Then she says, "Fine." She starts to bounce, but she immediately falls and accidentally bites Jake. It turns out that it is like werewolf rules with lumpy people. They bite someone, and they turn lumpy. So Jake starts to turn lumpy, and Finn is starting to freak out, and getting mad at LSP. So LSP, Princess Bubblegum, she says that there must be an antidote, and LSP says, of course there is, and it is in lumpy space. So she takes them to the lumpy portal, which is actually a frog that just puts you in his mouth, and then you're somehow in lumpy space. I have no idea how that happened, but it's ooh, guys. It's the land of ooh, a magical place. So, after that, they're there, and she says the antidote is there at makeout point. Now, from our camera view, it looks like makeout point is right connected to their place. But if it's not connected, then they'd have to fall into the lumpy abyss. Obviously, it's not connected, but what Finn sees, he sees that it is connected based on his angle. And he runs, "Oh, great, we can get there in no time," and he almost falls into the abyss. But don't worry, he didn't. He was just right at the edge. And then he's like, "Oh, what?" So, yeah, that's kind of cute. And then Finn actually talks to LSP and says, how do we get there? And she says, "You actually need a car." And she asks her parents for the car, but obviously no, because she's being mean to them as she does it, and makes her mom cry, which makes her banned from ever using the royal car ever again. So she's forced to call Melissa, her friend, to get a car. She's just like, "Melissa, Melissa, Melissa." But Melissa is just saying, "LSP, don't you remember tonight is the weekly prom coming dance?" And then she's like, "Oh my glob." She gets all caught up with that. Then Finn swipes her phone and says, "Melissa, we need you to drive us to make out with some hot boys." And then she's like, "LSP, you're so bad. See you in a sec." So she drives there, stops by Brad's house, and then Finn complains why they're not going to make out point. And she says, "Why, you think I want to make out with you? Well, maybe I do. I have a boyfriend, Finn." So that was pretty funny. But she still drove them to make up point. They went upstairs, they went up the mountain, and they see the antidote, and people are sitting on the antidote, just to make themselves look non-lumpy. So they give Finn asks for the antidote. And they say, "Okay, sure." And he got the antidote. He was about to give it to Jake, but LSP comes up and says, "What's taking so long? Are these smooth posers trying to giving you the antidote?" And then they're like, "Is this another friend of yours?" And they take away the antidote and they say, "Sorry, we changed our mind." So Finn starts yelling at LSP about how they were about to get saved. But that actually did not happen. And, yeah. So that's pretty much the whole episode about Finn trying to save Jake. And Jake starts turning totally lumpy, goes to the weekly prom coming dance. And then they actually give him the antidote because he was raging out like crazy, kicking the ground and everything. And then he makes them actually bite him, so he turns lumpy so he can float all the way over. Well, try to float all the way over to the weekly prom coming dance. And he actually does it. He tries to get Jake to sit on the sphere, but he doesn't, obviously, because he turned all lumpy. And he's like, oh, my God, no, because all lumpy people are obviously selfish. I don't mean to be racist there. Yeah. Okay, so that happens, and that's pretty much the whole episode. And then Finn turns fully lumpy, and he's like, okay, fine, I don't want you to have it anyway. And so, yeah, that part was cute. And guys, I will actually have to cut right here. I'll be right back. Okay, I'm sorry about that. I just had to deal something with my little brother. So, where were we? Oh, yes, I remember. So, we were actually at the part where Fintel turns completely lumpy, and he tells Jake, actually, I don't want you to have it because it's mine. So obviously, Jake now wants it, so he goes and gets it, he trips, and falls onto the orb, which makes him turn on lumpies, and he tries to get Finn to actually go onto the orb, which is kind of cute, and Finn starts running away, saying, no, 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 and then he bumps into this strong dude, and which is really funny. So yeah, he bumps into the strong dude, knocks himself out, and Jake makes him sit onto the orb, and he turns completely lumpy, and he turns back, and he's not completely lumpy anymore. And so that's pretty much the whole episode. Thank you guys for tuning in. I hope you guys have a good day, and goodbye.